Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, did you see the headline from your favorite person in all of media? Your favorite star of all time ever?
Which one?
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah. You know, it's
you may get to see him go down in flames.
I doubt it. You know, here's the thing, too. And listen, it's well known around here that I have nothing but incredible disdain for Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I think he's talentless. I don't think he really brings anything to a table. Anyway, I don't care if it's radio, television, whatever. I just think he's...
Meanwhile, he's successful at all of them. He brings something to the table. I don't think you can deny it.
Listen, I get it. Whatever. I just think a lot of people can do his job, including me. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But it bothers me that he's guilty before proven innocent.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Because now they're already talking about people.
Put up a good fight,
he's supposed to go on the red carpet for the Oscars.
Right.
And now publicists are going to keep their clients away from him. But, you know.
They don't want him standing next to him for pictures.
All you have to do now is say something and you can wreck somebody. And that sucks.
And it's the stylist, I guess, who made the allegations. But now there's also an anonymous source backing her up.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Employed.
Let me ask you this question.
In the media, and they don't want retaliation.
So. You know, we have a female. Kim runs the entire company, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you said to like, if you all of a sudden you put something out there that something was inappropriate, right?
Oh, about her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you knew there was going to be a lawsuit to follow.
Uh-huh.
And given the current state of the country and where we're at, you know there's a payoff. And you came to me and said, JP, listen, do me a favor. Just back me up on this and I'll give you a piece of the action.
Oh, I see.
I'm probably going to be like, yeah, I was there. I saw the whole thing. Especially if it's not criminal charges.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is like sordid rumor.
So, you know, if you're going to, whatever it is, if I'm getting 10, 20% or whatever you decide, whatever you end up raking in, I'd lie for you. I'm cool like that. We've been together for, you know, 18 years. I would totally do that.
You know what happened, though? You wouldn't, because we get in an argument about what percentage you should be getting.
Well, we would negotiate before I went forward and said, yeah, and backed you up.
Yeah.
We would totally negotiate.
Yeah,
that.
This whole scheme would fall apart.
I don't think it would, and that's the problem here. You don't have to prove anything before,
yeah, that's true, but...
you know, before you're crucified in the public eye. Now, and I hate this guy. But I don't want to see that happen to anybody. I really don't.
Well,
I think it's the
problem he has is that the person corroborating and there's so many they say there's so many instances of what happened.
The person corroborating who won't come forward
because they're employed and in the industry and don't want any want to get fired because they're the ones.
Exactly.
They're the snitch.
Exactly. But so if I don't know, man, I think if you're going to get in the game, then get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't halfway
get
in
there.
Yeah. Right.
Because a guy's career and reputation is on the line.
Well,
so to be anonymous is kind of...
But these days, is your career or reputation really on the line if you're part of this whole Me Too thing and you're on the victim side or you saw it and you're backing up a story? Is your career really on the line these days?
Well, I'm saying Seacrest's career is on the line and reputation. So if you're going to... make this...
If you're going to do it, then do
sort
it.
Sort of. You know, if you're going to... You're not even the victim who could...
But you're backing somebody up.
You're going to back someone up. You should probably be out in the open.
That's my point.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's true.
That's my whole point. So somebody in the shadows is going to back up a story, and now he's going to go out. So here's what's going to happen now. They're going to pull him from the Oscars.
You think they will?
I think if enough...
Does he own the Oscars yet?
I think if enough of these publicists are going to keep their clients away, and I don't know who's got it. If it's ABC, CBS, NBC, whoever he's... I guess it's ABC, and, you know, because he's an employee, they would do that with the Kelly Show. But I think they'll end up pulling him. You know, I think they'll end up pulling him, and I think there'll be more fallout from that. I really do.
The weird thing is a competitor, NBC News, is reporting it. Is reporting this, and they have the anonymous source, a disgruntled former employee who's friends with the stylist,
right?
Who was apparently tying his shoes and did this all the time before he went out on stage. And when she was down there tying his shoes, the she says and the source says he would shove her head toward his crotch.
Multiple times. What does Ryan, Kelly and Ryan or whatever it is, what do they go up against at 9 a.m. on NBC? Any idea?
Megyn Kelly, I think.
Is it Megyn Kelly?
Oh, really?
Yeah, on NBC, at 9. Well, that's at 9.
Right, but that's when, whatchamacallit's on. Yeah. That's when Regis, and not Regis, Kelly and Ryan are on. Right. So if NBC's got everything to gain, if Megan's floundering, you know, I'm not saying NBC has made up the whole story to try because they get crucified if they did, but I can see how they would move forward and do what every other media outlet goes, oh, we were duped, sorry, afterwards. I'm not saying he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. He probably did. But don't crucify somebody until you can prove that it happened.
It's from a while ago, and now people are finally coming out.
It's not provable.
Because they feel that they can come out finally because other people are talking about these things, too, and it wasn't something you talked about in the past.
But it's not provable, and he's going to pay. There's a good chance he pays the price for it. You know, the thing with Billy Bush, that was provable.
There was a recording.
That was a recording. That was provable. Here's the videotape, and there it is. You know, this thing isn't provable, and, you know, I just don't.
And one of the things was before the 2008 Oscars, they're saying, when the stylist was styling him, and he was only in his underwear, and he got her, like, gave her a big bear hug from behind or something, and she yelled, like, get off me. She was trying to get away from him. I could see an erect penis in his underwear. The source claimed that she was visibly shaken and that he did that many times to her, like 10 times, only in his underwear. So, I mean, maybe he's goofing around. Maybe they were, I don't know. Here's the other side of the story is his attorney denied the claims, called them outright lies. And in their own statement, he said Seacrest's denial, wasn't it? I'm sorry. In their statement, they said that she would stop talking about it if they would pay her millions of dollars. And Seacrest has always said no to that. He's like, bring it. So, I mean, that's a strong thing on his side. He could have made this go away a long time ago.
But what's already happening? The fallout is happening. These publicists are going to keep their clients away from him on the red carpet. So none of that matters. That part of the story is buried deep, buried deep, buried deep. Right. And it's, you know, he's going to, listen.
And E did an internal investigation. They didn't find any evidence of wrongdoing. So, this is what his attorney says. So, you know, you take all the stuff and wonder. But he's been recused of charges and stuff. Like, investigations have been done. So this is something that keeps coming up. And she has, I guess, said she would take money. But that hurts her in that sense.
Well, you can't press charges on him.
Yeah.
You know,
so it really is just,
it's just he said, she said.
I know.
And he's going to pay the price for it. And we live in a place now where it's just, you know, guilty before proven innocent.
Right.
You know,
but it's for so many years, nobody ever believed the women. This is part of the problem.
Right.
Because everybody always like, oh, no, that guy. Now, what is she talking?
Right.
You know, what was she doing?
I get it.
So it's flipped to the other side of the line where people are more believing.
I know.
It could be hurting. I mean, it could be hurting. I mean, he could be innocent. You don't know.
I get it. I do. I get all of it. It just seems, you know, it just seems a little fugazi.
Stephanie's on line one. Hey, Stephanie, Roger JP, what's going on?
So I'm curious whether or not anybody thinks that this might be a ploy or a stunt. For him to finally come out and say that he's say that he's gay.
Oh, why would he do this? It might ruin his reputation.
Because there's been rumors and whatnot for years that, you know, that his girlfriend fiance is his beard, that he's not actually straight, you know, that he is a homosexual, which is fine. But I think that maybe this is just an opportunity that someone has kind of put out there. That the only way that he's going to be able to, you know, rebuke these accusations is to finally come out.
Really? Raj, you're delusional.
Why would you go through this trouble of being accused of sexual harassment and have an anonymous source and all this stuff? Why would you go through this ploy to get to that point?
I don't agree with Stephanie. I think you're delusional if you think that coming out as gay would hurt his career.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I said this. No, I did not. That's what I was just clearing up because I thought you took it that way. I said, why would he go through this then? Right. Why would Stephanie, would he put up with this situation of being harassed and whatever to get to the point of he's gay. Why not just come out instead of going through all this?
On him because
you think so?
Because he has been all of these years, he's been saying since his first appearance on American Idol 15 years ago, I'm not gay, I'm not gay. And then maybe somebody has something on him. I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah. Well, heck, if he is, I mean, I don't know why he would want to hide it so much. It's not a big deal.
Just a thought.
Especially 15 years ago.
That could be like a grenade.
Yeah, but everybody would be like, so what? I think now it's way more so what than 15 years ago by a mile. So I don't know why you would, you know, almost have yourself, just your reputation just so sullied by these cases in order to get to that point eventually. But whatever, Ryan Seacrest is in the headlines, and there's apparent anonymous witness to what the stylist talked about.
My buddy Ken says NBC owns E, so the talentless wonder has two of four networks employing him.
Oh.
And you're saying NBC was carrying the story?
Yeah. NBC News Kate Snow reported about this anonymous source.
Well, good luck there, Ryan.
Yep, there you go. There's your buddy.
Yeah,
maybe one day you will take over for him.
That'd be great.
What and then so, you too could be slandered.
What is so funny?
And,
didn't we have that audition once? It didn't go great.
We did.
I did. I did very well. I did very well.
Okay.
I did very well.
That's baloney.
It's not baloney, Dr. Judy. I'm telling you, I can do both of those things.
You can't this is John voice for more than a minute.
Yes, I can. I could definitely do, no doubt. I can sit at a desk with Kelly Ripa and do that job.
You can't do that like this show.
However, yeah, not without roasting her.
Yeah. You can't that show like this show. You'd have
to be pissing off housewives.
So, you know,
here's the
above
thing.
The bar.
I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't sit, like, I would be roasting Gelman for making me do some dopey-ass game
you
so somebody can.
You can't do that, though.
You know, yesterday, before the 9:15, Ryan said something that was highly controversial. Do you, Susan in South, you know, in South Dakota, do you remember what he said?
And hi, John. How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you.
You have to put
so
up with her
much.
Every morning.
Right. Susan, do you remember what Ryan said for a trip to Aruba?
Oh.
Do you remember what Ryan said yesterday?
Oh.
You don't remember.
Was it applesauce?
It wasn't applesauce. Oh, sorry.
I love you being a part of this show now, John. You're so great.
Thank you so much, Susan.
What a welcome addition you are.
And I hope you have a great life in South Dakota.
Thank you so much. I got a pig farm right out here now.
You do?
I watch you guys every morning after I feed them.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Kelly, I love you too.
You clearly don't watch enough, though, if you don't remember what I said.
I know. Those pigs, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. You do your best. We appreciate that.
Oh, God, I can't take this.
Yeah, you take the money, you'd have to do all of that, and that's horrible.
You have to do the whole consolation prize, and I'm sorry. You would have to listen to Susie Q from Utah or whatever on a daily basis and make conversation. You can't even do that with, like, in the grocery store with no cameras.
With no cameras.
That was good.
Monica, you make a fine point.
Yeah. I can't say you're totally wrong, but I could do that show.
Mm-hmm.
You just
can't take the money and be made to do what you have to do to do it. But
I think that you can do it? Absolutely. I know you can actually do it, but you wouldn't last longer than one segment.
Us knowing you, we know that you're trying to blow up inside. Like, you're like,
yeah,
you're
thinking in your head, this chick is whack. What you want to say versus what you actually say are two totally different things. And
we'd have a pool on how many minutes into the show you blow up.
Exactly.
I want to get out of the squares for that one.
Or what happened in the makeup room ahead of time when they have the napkins tucked into your collar.
Right.
And you sit there and they're brushing your face and tying your own shoes.
Yeah. doing those
spray paint in the back of your head.
Those softball interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta wear skinny jeans and nice shoes.
You gotta spray tan before the show.
It's probably why Strahan got out of that gig.
JP,
like, I can't do this.
Everybody's gonna see your bald spot.
Uh-oh.
No, they're not.
No, they spray it away.
Exactly. I'd have that spray paint on my head, the stuff that Brett was showing me last week.
Then you know what happens? All of a sudden, photos surface. JP didn't have all of his hair before.
No.
Now, all of a sudden, he does. What's wrong?
Before and after pictures at 6 o'clock.
Did you ever notice that no rock star goes bald? Did you ever notice that very few of them? You know why? Because they get that taken care of.
They give you like Stephen Colbert hair or something, and we have to make you look very mainstream in Ohio.
Right. Nobody in KISS has a gray hair. Not one of them.
JP.
They're 65.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, come on.
all signs are pointing to you starting that Ryan rumor now because you're just wanting his job.
Regis still doesn't have any gray hair.
Yeah, but he's almost dead.
Who's Regis the dude from Wheel of Fortune? Pat Sajak. No gray hair.
Who pays attention to all of that? Like,
and you think none of them are going bald? None of them are losing their hair? None of them?
Maybe.
Come on. Of course they got it taken care of.
I kind of want
God bless.
I want to see you have a hairdo like Conan O'Brien, where it's like a comb over, but it's like really big. Yeah.
That'll never happen.
That's what they would give you. With a little shelf over the front of your head.
Yeah. That will never happen. No way.
Well, there you go. Right. Probably won't happen.
Hi, Kelly.
Keep trying.
God.
How's everything going with you and the kids? God, they're growing up so fast, aren't they?
You don't care.
Not one iota.
Oh, let's go to the big map.
How's your daughter doing the math? Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, let's go to the map.
Yes. Today's town is Toledo.
Oh, I love
John,
Toledo.
John, tell them everything you know about Toledo. Read the facts.
I love Toledo.
How many grocery stores do they have in Toledo?
We had some of the greatest talent that ever came out of American Idol from Toledo. I know you sound surprised. You would think it would be New York, Chicago, L.A. Nope. Toledo, Ohio.
John, was it enough to make you say, holy Toledo?
Holy Toledo, yeah. I mean, I said, holy Toledo. You know,
everybody claps.
Off the air.
That was a good one.
Me and J-Lo would just look at each other and be like, here we go again. Holy Toledo. She was fantastic.
You know, let's play a game called Holy Toledo. What do you think?
Right. We have Susan back on the phone.
Hi, guys. I love it. This is so fun.
Have you ever been to Toledo, Susan?
I have.
Oh, yeah?
It's on vacation there.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Here's a question.
Yes.
How many potholes do they have in Toledo?
Oh, my. That's a good question. Oh, my. Let's see. How many roads? There's 4 roads in Toledo.
Keep the ticking sound effect.
10 seconds.
That's the, it was a rough winter.
Say something nice to her.
We've had a real rough winter over there.
I think you're headed in the right direction.
38. I'm going to go 38.
Congratulations, Susan. You are going to the Hyatt Regency in Aruba.
Aruba?
All right. In Aruba, you and a guest will fly first class on American Airlines.
Do I have to take a plane there?
You do have to take a plane. But
I don't fly.
But you're going to fly first class. Well, then you can give the trip to somebody
else. Put her up in the Marriott in Toledo.
I don't like non-white people.
Why are you being such an ungrateful bitch, Susan?
Oh, the whole show is falling apart now.
And a fight.
Holy F in Toledo. The whole thing fell apart.
Hey, listen, I tried.
And you lasted 79 seconds.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Oh, my. When we come back. Jim will be here from Mutual of Omaha with some pets. He'll have some muskrats and stuff on the stage and a snake. Oh, he's out of here. That's right, you can't do the animal segments with the snakes.
Kelly, have I ever told you how much I hate snakes? See what I do for this show?
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.